Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the KE Report. I guess I should call it the KE Political Report, although the first item that we're going to be talking about really has nothing to do with politics. We're going to be talking about the Silicon Valley Bank. Biggest bank failure. It was shut down by the FDIC. Biggest bank failure in the last 15 years. Is this a harbinger of things to come, or is this just perhaps not a harbinger of things to come? What do you think, Jimmy?
I think we've been slow walking into this very significant problem for quite a while.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing now is the results of crypto investments and, of course, an inverted bond yield, an inverted bond yield curve, where, you know, short-term bond rates are, you know, sky high, long-term rates are down. This is investment flows. And basically the Silicon Valley Bank, which I believe had a very large portfolio, it's the 15th largest bank in the United States, was shut down this afternoon or today by regulators, the FDIC. Basically, it's gone bankrupt. There was a massive run on the bank. Investors started pulling out money early because they were trying to raise, I think, about $2 billion in order to cover some problems. And that probably has balance sheet issues related to crypto investments.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, it's the largest bank failure since 2009, the financial crisis in 2008-2009. Let's see how the markets react to this. Well, the S&P was down 68 bucks. The Dow was down almost 500, 454. Yahoo Finance, their NASDAQ, is down 234.35, and the Russell is down 57.77. Remember, the Russell deals with the smaller companies that are publicly traded. Crude oil has dropped down to 76.41. I guess that's good for the energy industry, but I gotta tell you, this Silicon Valley Bank failure is not good news at all.
No, I think this is the beginning of it. So this is a Friday. The Dow has had a tough week anyway. For the week, it's down 4.2%. I would expect to see even more problems, as this failure will actually cause the likely failure of other investment institutions.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's, you know, people are starting to scramble. We've seen a big downturn and expectations in the tech industry. You've seen a lot of layoffs. You've seen a lot of, questioning of the direction of where things have gone, because we've had this continual push. We had this drop for a period of time here a while ago because of the first inflation numbers. But there was an expectation that the higher rates that the Fed has placed on interest has potentially slowed inflation. But what we're seeing now is inflation is still like well over 4 points above Fed expectations. It's certainly not transitory, as they said 2 years ago. It's disastrous when it comes to personal income and wealth. And companies are, even though there's some positive information in the job market, that's actually negative for the Fed. They want that job market down. They want us to move into slower economic growth, and they want to, in order to get inflation down. So what you're going to see is investors all of a sudden start overreacting. And of course, with all these institutional and structural problems with crypto that we've seen over the last couple of months, you combine these all together, you could have a very serious, serious economic downturn.
Yeah, well, the deficit in February has grown to $262 billion. That's for the month in the month of February. That is,
yeah. Well, and when you start looking at the latest CBO, Congressional Budget Office assessments of what the Biden administration is presenting as a budget for this year, and the impact on the federal debt, we're looking at a $50 trillion debt by the end of this decade. $50 trillion debt. Think about that. That's just absolutely unsustainable.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. That's not a good thing. I want to kind of restructure the program anyway. I would like to specifically pick out what we think is going wrong in our country and then talk about those deals. Now, obviously, we've handled financial issues right now, and I'm not at all happy with the way the financial issues are going in America. I'm not at all unhappy with the way crime is growing in America. I'm not at all happy about the way homelessness is growing in America. I don't see how anybody can be happy with the Biden administration. I got to tell you, instead of getting better, Jimmy, things are getting worse.
Well, and it's interesting to see the reality. You know, we've had this massive expansion of illegal border crossings in the last 2 years. You know, 6 million illegal crossings that have been somewhat identified by Homeland Security, and we absolutely don't know how many more that are unaccounted for or tracked across. There was an argument back in 2016 to 2020, and the Democrats and progressives had said, hey, there's about, you know, maybe 11 million illegal immigrants. Well, we're talking about now 17 million at those numbers, but the real estimates from many research analysts had put it about 20 to 22 million. So we're approaching 30 million illegal immigrants. And, you know, some of them go to work. A lot of them go to work in an underground economy, which means you're not getting tax revenues from them. Right. A lot of them actually are dependent upon federal and state services, which is incredibly costly. So you combine that border problem with the crime problem that has just been exacerbated since the George Floyd, you know, craziness and the riots and Antifa riots over the summer of 2020. You combine that with the rising inflation, with the COVID lockdowns, the negative economic impact for COVID lockdowns, which appear to have had absolutely no real value to stop the spread of the disease.
No.
And then, of course, what we're seeing overseas. How can anybody say things are going well? I don't know. But the White House does.
Well,
and they continue
we've been
to
talking
brag
about
about
this. Yeah, we've been talking about this for a long time. We got about 2 minutes left in this particular segment. And I guess I can only say once more, I have never thought I would see this country in terms of social activities, economic activities, illegal activities. I never thought I would see this country in this bad a shape, Jimmy. How about you, bud? We've got a minute to wrap it up, by the way.
Yeah, so, you know, for the rest of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about exactly how the government has been influencing people through very sophisticated programs with cutouts to stop free speech, which silences the information that may not support government entities.
Yeah.
And, of course, had a big impact on the election. So, I think we need to talk about that in the next segment. We need to talk about what's happening with General Michael Flynn, who was the former director of DIA, who was Trump's national security advisor, who the FBI set up in order to get him out. The government set him up. He filed a $50 million lawsuit against the government.
And what I'd like you to think about during the break, Jim, is what are the odds of General Flynn getting that $50 million?
Yeah, you bet. We'll talk about that. And then let's wrap it up with the politics in the last segment.
That's a good idea. I'm not really sure. How can anybody be optimistic right now about what's going on in the country? It's something I just don't understand.
Put your head under a rock.
That's about all you can do at this point in time. You know, I'm starting to listen, now that I got my television back in my apartment, I'm starting to listen more and more to the news channels, and I'm getting a full spectrum. I'm getting very, very conservative and very, very, what I would have to say, liberal. Any way you cut it, things are looking bad, both for us and for them. Stick around. We're going to be right back.